想要脱单提升魅力，
用五倍；
想要展现霸气男友力，
用五倍；
想要成为全场最霸气的交换礼物，
用五倍。
五倍对策圣诞跨年专属组合，只要2099起，全款满1500输入专属折扣码 I believe 1500，再送热感润滑液。
12月31前凭发票立即抽 iPhone 15 Pro、 Tesla Model Y 超大奖，快到资讯栏点击百灵果专属连结。
听说新品五倍鱼油是用五星鱼油，还添加了五倍对策专利成分跟玛卡，要不要去看看啊？今天的干爹呢是 Mac Easy。
我跟你讲，我最近换了 Apple Watch， 我超开心的。可是，一开始拿到的时候都是裸机，我走在路上，我超怕刮花的哎、欸。
为什么？
可是 it's a really nice watch. Come on， 这
我用 Apple Watch 其实超久
了。对啊，你不会担心它刮到吗？
因为这我老公送的，我好像还好。
Come on， 我跟你说，大公主她那么的细心，她送你的时候一定所有保护措施都做好了啦。
其实我跟你说，她送我的当下，其实她拿出来的时候就已经放上 Mac Easy 的保护壳了。
Yeah, come on。
所以我其实看到你的裸机后才发现啊，原来 Apple Watch 原本不是长这样。
所以你原本不知道 Apple Watch 长什么样子哦？
我不知道啊。
哦，她当初给你的时候，她上面已经帮你放好了这个 Odyssey 的铝合金保护壳。我觉得这个保护壳超赞，它有两个部分，它里面这个呢是细胶，然后外面这边是铝合金。
为什么要这样？
因为这样子这个细胶部分先把裸机就是手表的地方先掏起来，然后外面再把那个铝合金金属的地方再靠进去，这样除了比较密合之外，在拆装的时候不会金属靠金属然后留下来就会刮痕，有没有？这个铝合金不会直接靠到你的手表、哦、这样很棒耶、欸、
所以有橡胶的保护就是会更安全的意思。
That's what they say。
OK。 不过我其实换了 Apple Watch， 我最喜欢的是可以一直换表带，因为很多时候不管是工作啊，穿什么各种颜色的洋装，其实不同的表带就可以让你不用换手表，你就只要随着表带去换那个搭配就好了、
欸、等一下，你有在乎搭配这件事情？
我有，你没有发现吗？
我没有发现。
但我就有超级多表带，因为 Mac Easy 就有很多种完全不同风格表带可以选择、哦嗯、像我非常喜欢的呢就是这个糖果表带，因为它就有很多颜色、然后还有它这个是玫瑰金磁吸的表带，然后就是可以你知道就吸住这样、
欸、这个看起来很方便、
哎哦大家还是要小心哦，还好有保护
壳。、欸、不过你说的是蛮对的，像我以前会为了不同场合准备不同的手表、嗯、像运动的时候有运动表嘛，然后去约会有约会表，然后看客户有客户表之类的，
去夜店有夜店表，
夜店有夜店表，
夜店表是哦
叫嘻花一点、哦、
一拿出来就很 bling bling 这样。
对，那现在只要换表带就好了耶，而且现在我现在手上这个高山表带我很喜欢、啊、因为原厂的高山表带啊它只有 Ultra 才可以用，那这个 Mac Easy 呢他们就是出了各种 size 都可以使用的高山表带，非常方便哦。
所以 Mac Easy 上面有非常多各式各样不同功能的表带呢，欢迎大家自己去选购，现在有折扣码去看一下有没有自己喜欢的功能。 Mac Easy 推出全新的 Apple Watch 系列配件，不论是高质感的日常穿搭又或是户外机能感都能兼具，现在只要到 Mac Easy 官网输入专属折扣码 I believe 即享全站92%优惠哦。
Welcome to Catching Up, where we catch you up with the latest news, hot gossip, and what's happening in our lives. This is Peggy.
This is Ken.
This is Kylie.
And I forgot what we're gonna do today.
No, because
we haven't done this podcast for a long time, and I found out
that
Peggy started her own show, you know, Peggy for Show. I was like, oh, she just abandoned us.
I didn't know.
I thought you did. You even made a sign, right? Put it in the back. I was like, oh, wow.
That's just the name of my channel.
So what is Peggy for Show about? Like,
that's the name of my channel, yeah. My YouTube channel. And now I'm starting podcasts just to chat with people. So sometimes I'll just
to replace us, I think.
No.
No, I see that you just invite a lot of good looking people, though.
That's not true.
That is very true.
What do you mean that's not true?
The last guy, was on your show. He was very handsome.
Yesterday, right? Doggy came to my show.
Okay.
He's not popular with his look.
Oh my god.
Are you saying that Doggy is ugly?
Yeah, that's all shit, man.
He's popular about his talent and how outspoken he is as a person.
Oh my god, you're a horrible person.
Oh my god. So you're pretty much saying Doggy is ugly.
No, that's not what I said. I'm just saying like he's popular with his talent, that people like him. As how he is as rapper. Also, he's very outspoken for things that he thinks that's not reasonable.
So what do you guys talk about on the show though? Just like random chats, or you have like a certain topic that you want to talk
about? Just actually random things about like what gave him all the motivations of his raps, and also I asked him because he's good friends with MC Hot Dog. Uh-huh. And MC Hot Dog is also the host in China for one, I'm actually not
very familiar with.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
A rap show or something.
Yeah.
And so I ask him, does it affect your friendship with him? Or do you need to hide your...
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a good question. That's a good question.
But he's totally okay with that.
Yeah, I think musicians are okay with this kind of stuff, though.
And right? I ask him, do you need to hide your friendship? Or do you need to, like, you know... Because sometimes people want to be considerate, so they won't post their pictures. Or they won't, they will try to hide it, not letting people know, even if they're actually friends.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah, we actually hide a lot of our friendship, too.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we don't want to get people in trouble, right?
Yeah, so it's just a common thing to do. Because when they are, like, making money there, and they are just... having a living there. You don't want
to... Yeah. Okay. Pretty much what we talked about yesterday.
So Christmas is coming up. So you're going to go to where to celebrate Christmas with a boyfriend?
I'm going to Genting.
Okay.
You're going to Genting.
Yeah, in December.
That's like the southern part of Taiwan, right?
Yes, I thought it's always going to be summer. Like sunny days.
Okay, you've never been to Genting in December, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, for me, people who go to Genting in December are like white people only.
What do you mean?
Because it's firstly, it might not be too cold. That's true. Mm-hmm. But during that time, usually there's a really strong wind.
Right.
Oh, so it's very windy.
It's not even windy. You call that like typhoon like.
Seriously.
If you go on the way.
Yeah. So it's like called Luosanfeng during that season.
So, I remember.
Yeah, so local people won't go. Like local Taiwanese usually don't go to during that time, especially if you want to go to the beach, enjoy the sunshine with a bikini. It's going to hurt. You can try and make some reels.
I prep a lot of swimsuits and nice dresses.
Oh my God.
You won't need them, I suppose.
You can still try.
You can still bring the helmet too. Just in case.
You can feel the sandstorm.
Sandstorm?
Yes. It hurts.
Just like on the beach, like the sand will be blown out.
Seriously.
Yeah. Only if you're really lucky, maybe the wind will go down. But usually
it's not a pleasant experience, I suppose.
On the beach.
So you guys would just stay in your hotel room, right? You got a pretty nice hotel, I suppose.
No, just okay. Hostel. Not hostel. Like
hostel? Peggy, have you ever stayed in a hostel?
Let us know your definition of a hostel.
Yeah.
What is a hostel?
Like, it's not a chain hotel. And it's more like a private owned hotel place.
That's just
like
called B&B,
bread and
right?
breakfast, yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Bed and breakfast.
So does your family own that place?
No.
I'm going to go on vacation with my boyfriend, so I'm going to buy a place.
No,
just in case.
You guys are exaggerating it. No.
Okay. Have fun, enjoy. But some people, they still go to the beach.
Okay.
Yeah.
But since Peggy brought this up, I have to ask though.
Mm-hmm.
Peggy, have you ever stayed in a hostel before?
Like... What is your definition of hostel? Like sharing a room with other people?
Yeah, like use hostel.
No. Have you?
Yeah, I have.
Really?
When I was backpacking in Europe, I did that.
When I was backpacking with my friends, everybody staying hostel.
Have you ever backpacked?
Nothing was stolen. Like,
no, there are a lot of
stuff. No, you just say, you sleep with your backpack on.
Yeah.
What about when you need to go out?
Oh, there are lockers. You put in the locker, you bring your own lock. So just lock it up.
And there was one time that I was sleeping and my roommate, mm-hmm. which I don't know, were having sex with a random girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the whole
experience.
And
how many people were there in a room?
No, it depends on how much you pay for your rooms, right? Like for some hostels, they have like two bedroom, single rooms.
Yeah,
like
they do.
They do.
Uh-huh. And there's like four people, eight people. And sometimes you stay in a gymnasium like I did in Denmark.
Gymnasium is
cool. Yeah, when I went to Copenhagen, in 2013. No, 2003. Sorry, 2003.
Okay.
Oh my God, that's 20 years ago. I'm so old.
Oh my God.
I'm so old.
Were you born?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm 1993.
I stayed in this hostel. It was a gym. Like, you can still see the basketball hoop in the gym. But there was just like maybe 50 bunk beds, so you can fit like 100 people inside.
Oh, so just like the communal hospital for COVID, during COVID.
Yeah. It's like a COVID center, pretty much. So I suppose
exactly
that's
what... Exactly like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I already started picturing what it is like.
Yeah, the bed was really shitty. It's just... But it's very cheap. It was really...
Of course.
In Denmark, everything was expensive. So that's like the cheapest thing I can afford.
Okay. I can find.
That's cool.
So it was kind of cool.
People have different toys to experience.
Yeah. I would like to try. But okay, since you mentioned about scary hotels, I've been in motels in the States.
Oh, motels in the States? That sounds scary.
It
sketchy.
Is. It was.
Where,
so sketchy.
Where was this place?
That was in...
Which state it was?
Colorado. Denver. Because we went camping and there was one night I was telling my boyfriend, I really, really need a hot bath. I cannot stand for this
anymore.
How many
days did you...
We only stayed one night and then we just
left. No, I mean like how many days did you like stop showering? I mean...
I think that was three.
So you didn't have shower for three days. So you say, okay, yeah.
We were hiking all day.
I thought you were like... Okay, it's been like 15 minutes. No. I need a shower now.
No. That was a long hike the whole day. And I just really need a hot bath. And we just booked this motel, which is...
Holiday
I don't
Inn.
Think it's cheap.
No. Holiday Inn usually is pretty okay.
It's not it's that bad. Okay. But the motel was horrible because even the curtain was falling off. It was just hanging there. So people walk past your room, can literally look in there. Like,
oh
they can
God,
see whatever is happening
so
in there.
Bad.
And as soon as we walk into that bedroom, like, I cannot even describe that smell. It was horrible. Like,
is
cigarette
die
with
inside? Oh my, so it's exactly like a movie scene.
Yes. It was so fucking disgusting. We didn't even dare to sleep on that sheet. We went back to our car and get our...
Your camping gears,
the sleeping bag and everything. We literally camped on the motel bed.
Oh, wow.
Because it was so dirty. And then, you know those... How
did you look under your mattress?
No.
I will be like, I wonder what had happened here.
We didn't even dare to park the car at their parking lot. Seriously. So we drove somewhere else to park the car and walked back to the motel.
Why?
Because just how the people there were all kind of scary. Like when you see them, you don't even dare to look them into the eyes. And we're just looking down, walking past. And you know, my boyfriend is not even like a skinny guy.
Yeah,
he's a huge...
Was he scared too?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought he kind of grew up with that. No?
No, he lives in a little town, which people are not that scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like buff.
Oh,
He's huge, but
dude.
He was scared as fuck.
No.
And before we went to bed, he walked to the door and placed a chair.
Oh, I
just
see.
To block the door so that people cannot break into our bedroom.
Oh, so did you cover the window?
Yes, of course. So there were two chairs. One is to hold the curtain so that people cannot look inside, and the other one is to block the door.
Okay. Oh, there are a lot of chairs in that room.
Just do.
Just do. Wow, that's...
Oh, that was
horrible.
Pretty scary. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. You win. She was like, shit.
Okay. I need to come up with some scary stories that I've been.
Okay, so Peggy and I, you sent us in the group chat saying that you found something really interesting about Meta, right? Is that what we're going to talk about?
That
today?
Was not Meta. That was in the UK.
Okay.
So now they have this Online Act that has already passed.
Online Protection Act.
Yeah. Mm. So the law is about that they have to protect children on the internet so that they won't get the access to pornography.
Oh, so that sounds like a bad life for kids in UK.
When was the first time that you watched porn? How old were you?
How do you define porn?
Like porn.
Like with like real dicks.
Yes.
That's probably 7th or 8th grade.
7th or 8th grade?
Because like in Taiwan,
that
you know,
was pretty young.
Because on cable network, they have this kind of, in the late night, they will play those like mature movies.
Yeah.
But those like Hong Kong mature movies, they never show you real genitals.
Was it there like real fucking in
those like mature movies?
Yeah.
Like Hong Kong mature movies?
Yeah.
Well, they act like they're fucking, but you know they're not fucking, right? You know, like those like 慈禧,
Mimi
生活, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, they
so it was
they don't
implied,
show you anything.
So it was implied.
Yeah. So like, I didn't see any real like genitals on TV until probably grade 7.
Grade 7? That was pretty early. That was 13
no,
years
because
old.
Because that's when I went to Europe. Their late night TV was different. Back in the 1990s. Mm. I'm so old.
So the thing is, because it's so easy for kids to get access to pornography online, and a lot of the pornography is a little too extreme.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah,
and got
true.
Like really nasty, and it's, they have all this not good knowledge about having sex.
Mm-hmm.
So So now they try to like protect these kids, try to raise the bar to like get access to pornography. So what do you think, Ken?
I think it's actually a good thing because I still remember. Oh no.
What?
Something just came back. I think the first time I see genital, like, sex tape was maybe in grade 5 or grade 6.
Okay,
and you
question.
Were shocked?
No,
okay.
It was so bad because that was...
What did you see?
Because my whole family, we stay in this hotel for one night because...
you were with your family?
Yeah, I was with my family. Uh-huh. Because I think that there was a power outage or something. So mm-hmm. my family went out and stayed at this hotel. But it's like a love motel, right? Love hotel. There's a lot of them in Taiwan, right? And you know, in a love hotel, there's usually one channel that's
right.
mm-hmm. that's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah,
and
just
you
porn,
can see everything,
just,
like mm-hmm. pure porn. Right. But back then in the 1990s, porn had no limit. I saw a woman had sex with a dog on TV.
On
seriously?
TV?
Yeah, because my dad was flicking through channels. Because I don't think my dad have ever seen
so
a love
embarrassing.
Motel. Now he flicked through it. I saw. I was like, oh! And then he just like, oh! It just came back to me. I was like, oh.
But did you get it? Did you get what was happening
of
when
course.
You saw that?
It's a woman fucking a dog.
No, because the
oh,
first
not
time,
the other way around.
Wow, what a dog fucking woman?
How does
that different?
How does a dog even fuck a woman?
I don't know. Like how is a woman fucking a dog?
Well,
all right. I didn't think
like using stuff.
No, just like. You know, doggy style.
Oh, I see.
What, you know
okay.
what doggy style means? Like okay. dog use doggy styles.
Okay, okay.
So the woman was, you know, doing doggy style and the male dog just penetrated
oh,
from the back.
Oh, that's so gross.
It's crazy.
So it's actually the dog that's fucking the woman.
Yeah.
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 Well, how's that different? How is the woman fucking a dog different?
It's different.
Well, a woman, like you mean the woman sitting on top of a dog?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry, we're just trying to be explicit. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
If you're underage, now it's not the great show for you to watch. If it's
it's too late.
Yeah, too late.
We'll put explicit. We'll put explicit.
Because the first time that I saw it, I didn't get it. I was all confused. It was the same. It was an accident that I turned to that channel. And I was
were
like,
you with your family?
No, I was on
yourself?
My own. And I just couldn't get it.
How
I,
old
I
were you?
I think I was in the third grade.
Oh,
third grade,
okay.
That's really mm-hmm. young.
Yeah. And I just wouldn't, I couldn't figure it out what's going on. They were both naked. And I was like, what exactly are they
so
doing?
So did you stay on that channel and just
did
like
wonder?
Did you
ask your parents what they're
did
doing?
Did you just watch
I
and wonder?
I stayed because I didn't feel anything, like I don't feel it's embarrassing or anything. Yeah. For me,
you're
it's
just
confused.
Like,
yes, I was just
what
all
are they
confused.
Doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then when did you figure out they were having sex? Did you ask someone?
I don't know. How did I don't remember. How did I find out later?
Huh.
Okay.
Interesting.
Maybe just after watching it several times and I got it, huh, maybe that's something that's supposed to be fun.
Or continue to going backward and see where can I find
in
those?
In my elementary school, we pass around like since hentai comic back then. That's like grade 3, grade 4. So mm-hmm. I kind of have an idea of what's going on.
Yeah,
right?
I kind
so
of
when I saw the
too.
Crazy bestiality thing, I got it right away. I was like, oh shit, that's
oh, that was really nuts. Crazy. So you think even though everybody, like young kids have access to internet all the time, so is it still good to try to protect them from seeing all those
yeah,
things?
I don't think kids should see bestiality, man.
Okay.
It's
then,
crazy.
Then what, at what age they should be able
to
see all
see bestiality?
These?
Never. I don't even think anyone should see bestiality. It's too crazy, man. It's too insane. I don't think you guys want to see it.
No, I don't want to see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see
Peggy's
it.
Peggy's like, oh, I was in Thailand.
No. I would say for pornography, probably middle school would be okay.
Middle school would be okay. But if when they're talking about protecting kids, I'm sure it's
from the internet.
From the internet.
Internet has everything, though, right?
Yeah.
True. Yeah. And a lot of weird things.
Or just have to categorize porn. Like instead of, you know, just having a regulated movie industry, you know, saying that, oh, this is for 12 years old or go with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
For porn, maybe there's...
Like educational porn.
Or just like, oh, this is like
teenagers.
Normal. There's like hardcore. There's like slapping porn. There's like, you know, all this different kind of stuff. And, you know, let them ease in to porn.
Also,
not just like me, all of a sudden, see this
happening. Were you traumatized
probably.
For a long
see,
time?
See, I still remember it.
No, you tried to cut it off.
I tried to cut it off
memory.
And then we were talking about it and it came back. And I was like,
sorry.
Also, I think there are a lot of wrong information.
Yeah.
In porn.
That they would make, I think it's misleading to make men thought, oh, this is actually pleasing.
Yeah, I know.
But actually they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but like the kids are going to see porn, right? even though not not under internet, like
regardless what of what you do, they will see it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm actually curious, what is the UK trying to do? How are they going to block it? Or they just pass it, they don't know what they're going to do yet?
Yeah, so they have the statistics that 1 in 10 children sing is by age 9. So they're starting to take this seriously. Mm-hmm. They give all these platforms some choices. So one of it is they'll start scanning the faces? User's face.
Oh, that's...
Yes, and they'll use the, I think, that software to guess... what is the age, whether this user is an adult or not.
That sounds like what China would be doing.
Yeah, and also if that...
Speaking of that, you know, now is the end of the year and a lot of people start to share what is the trend of Google, what is the most search and what are the categories and stuff. So I look it up and one of the most search in China, which they don't get the access of Google unless they use VPN. So the top 7th was to look for porn.
Yeah, of course.
Using Google.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty interesting.
Well, I'm surprised it's only the 7th. I thought that would be
the
like
number one.
At least number one or two. But you say that they're going to scan faces, right? I don't think those facial recognition works, though. Like, what if it's an Asian user and Asians just don't crack, right? We just look the same since we were like 14. Katie has been like this since she was 12.
Yeah, pretty much. pretty much.
Seriously.
Yeah. So how can you tell?
I was dating a lot of people and nobody knew I was only 12. No, like 14.
Peggy,
14.
I'm pretty sure you...
You look a little more mature than
I
your...
I do look more mature, yes.
Yeah.
And also the difference of my makeup, but yeah.
Yeah, but I think... Of course, it's really hard to implement, and I think it's kind of unfair to impose all these responsibilities on the platform. Because if the platforms hold this kind of private information, like scanning randomly scanning faces, what if somebody tried to get the information?
Yes, that's one of
the concerns. That would be horrible.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah,
right? I would not want to hold that kind of private information for my users.
The info is leaked, right?
Yeah.
All the database of all the children in the UK. That's crazy. Like, even parents would go mad.
It is, because it says that Pornhub is now the 14th most visited website in the world. Mm-hmm. So imagine how many users are there on their website, and so how much personal information that they're collecting. So that's also
their
one
personal
concern.
Personal preference, actually. Yeah. Like, cannot, it looks a little uneasy. I was like, no.
Bestiality, you gotta go.
So I have a question for you. When you watch porn, do you usually use your phone or your computer?
Use computer.
Do you phase direct to the monitor or the screen?
How else would you?
Yeah,
face like, I don't know.
Like, what do you mean?
Are you gonna,
turn around?
Are you gonna look up? Are you gonna sit on the floor and put your hand on the table and use the mouse?
I always find really insecure. Okay, sometimes I'm naked at home, but if that and when I'm
the
using the computer, I'll always block it.
Oh, you mean?
Because you mean tape up your camera, right?
Yes, yes.
Tape up the camera. Oh, of course.
Yeah, you can
but
tape up your camera.
When I'm watching porn, you must be doing something, right?
Yeah.
So you won't want to face the screen directly.
Well, it depends on your setup, right? Like if you use a laptop, of course, protect yourself.
Yeah.
But if you have a regular PC, there's no camera then. You know, that means just, you know, use AirPlay. Put it on your TV and no camera will be watching you.
Ah, that's a way. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a high-tech way.
Even when I'm scrolling through my phone and I'm naked in bed, and I'll just tilt it a little bit so that it's not facing me.
Oh, wow.
Now, how about just don't get naked all the time when you use your phone?
But you're at home.
Yeah, but you still feel... Okay, so... I think that was Brian's podcast. He mentioned this. He said
Brandon.
Yeah. He mentioned there was one because now iPhone has this live video picture thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then he asked his friend, he said, I'm now going to start pointing 1 to 5 and press that button when I point to 3. So his friend did. And then when they're watching it backwards, he realized it started taking the video when he was only pointing 1 and 2. Which means they're filming all the time.
Okay, like pre-recording a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's okay. I think if people have a way to get into my phone, I think the camera is the least thing I have to worry about. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. It's like, oh, camera, sure, take it. Just don't get my other stuff.
That is so true.
Yeah, okay.
Right? You got stuff on your on your phone that's scary?
No, I'm careful with that.
Okay.
Good for you.
Good.
Thank you.
Good for you. But
only when I'm scrolling the phone, yeah. I'll be more careful with that.
But speaking of this, though, I just saw this news video on YouTube the other day. Mm-hmm. It talks about how Pakistan has this pandemic of revenge porn. You know, just like, because in Pakistan, women's rights not really valued.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sorry to say this, but it is what's happening there.
Right.
So just a lot of people would just say after they break up with a girl or the girl just are not interested in the guys,
mm-hmm. yeah.
they would maybe either share the intimate photos that the girl have sent them or Photoshop photo of the girl's face onto some sexy pictures. And then because the culture there is very conservative.
Right.
Yeah. These girls would eventually
devastated.
Kill themselves.
Yeah.
Would there be any consequences to those guys who spread this?
Well, Pakistan technically have one of the strictest rules against internet abuse.
Uh-huh.
But police don't really take this kind of complaint seriously. So it's one thing that you have this kind of rules in place. But it's the other thing about enforcing, right? So
I think
it's really scary.
It's really serious. And so I think it's really important to let little boys and girls know that never send your naked pictures. I think it's because of the social media or smartphone. Because when we grew up, we didn't have smartphones.
Yeah, right.
So we didn't have to worry about that. So it became more and more common for little kids to send naked pictures. And it's never protected. And I remember when I was like 12 years old or even 11 maybe. Mm-hmm. And we didn't even have smartphones. But my mom always told me that never took any naked pictures off the camera.
Was your mom a strict mom?
I thought you were going to say
I thought you were going to say like slutty or something.
No, I thought you were going to say stripper.
Strict
closer.
Mom.
Not on me. No, not really. Mm-hmm. I think she was just really open about it. And I think it's really cool because I always remember I was pretty crazy and like dating a lot of people when I was really young. I always remember that I never let anybody take my naked pictures when I was really young. I think that was cool.
Only when her mom is pretty open with many other things. And this is the only thing that she warned you that you'll take it.
Oh man, warned me a lot of stuff, but this is the stuff that I remember.
Okay.
But I still think it's really cool because back in the day, no parents really openly talk about this kind of stuff. And maybe she knows me too. So she was like,
she's going to take naked photos. So you can take it, but just don't share it.
Yeah. So last Tuesday or like the Tuesday of the same week, so we just uploaded our new KK show with Luc Besson and Caleb
Landry Jones.
I want to make sure we got his name right. So they are in Taiwan to promote his new film, Dog Man, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after the interview, because it was a huge thing for us because it's a Hollywood level guest.
Hollywood level guest.
Came to our studio and Ken is a big fan of Luc Besson. We did a lot of preparation. But after the interview, we thought it was okay, but we didn't think we opened him up.
Yeah, because he was really tired. Like you can tell in his eyes were bloodshot.
Right.
They flew from Beijing to Taipei. Uh-huh. And after they drop off everything,
they came
hotel,
to our show.
They
came to our studio.
Did a little bit of interview with the media or something. And then they came straight to our studio. So he was
really tired.
Yeah.
We feel like it wasn't like the perfect show, but we could do better next time. Mm-hmm. Something like that. And the next day, because I was with the team, Luc Besson and the main character, Caleb, the whole day because I was hosting events, like press conference and the premiere for them. And I figured that, he was actually really happy with us.
Really?
Oh,
so
really?
He liked us? Because in the beginning, I thought he was like, he didn't feel anything about us. So I was like,
because we didn't want to only focus on the new movie. We want to talk about other stuff because he did a lot of stuff in the film industry and we are really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But we feel like he only wanted to talk about his film, which we understand. But we thought that we could do better. But anyways, the next day during the press conference, we were having a short interview on the stage and then it opened up to the floor to questions by the media. And one of the journalists raised her hand and started to ask questions about, we heard that you really like Taiwanese street food. So what street food are you planning to eat or did you eat this time? And Lu Baisong was saying that, okay, this is kind of question that I really don't like to answer because I spend so much time on my film. This is all I care about right now, but I really don't want to only talk about this street food. Okay, so he was clear. I was like, okay, cool. Of course, he has the right to say whatever he wants.
But he sounds neutral, right?
What do you mean neutral?
He doesn't sound that was the beginning, right? That was the first time he was asked.
That was the first time. I don't think he was like neutral. I think he was a little upset, but he wasn't like yelling.
Right.
But of course, you knew that he wasn't really happy. I was like, okay, cool. He has a little attitude, but understandable. And then another journalist raised, his hand and asking exactly the same question, but in a different context.
Uh-huh.
But it's the
still
same
about
thing.
Food.
It's still about the food. It's still about the food. And I think he was not really happy.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, yeah, but of course, because these are not like professional film industry media. They were just trying to get something that could catch attention, for headlines, to catch attention of like ordinary Taiwanese people. So, but he was not really happy. And then Caleb, he was really sleepy. He came out and then say something. And I think, I wasn't really clear, but I think the third journalist also asked something that he wasn't really happy.
There was a third one.
I think there was a third one. But I think, of course, they switched the question a little bit, but you could steal that it's not about the movie.
Oh my God. So what do the dogs like to eat?
I forgot the exact question, but I was like, oh shit, because I was the host. Mm-hmm. I was thinking whether I should intervene or I should let the journalists do their job. So I was debating a little bit.
Right.
And it was really interesting that because we also got an interpreter there. And the interpreter was looking at me because he assumed that he shouldn't be translating that question.
Mm-hmm.
But because I was an interpreter for like 7 years, for our training, we usually don't do that judgment call.
Yeah. So you don't decide whether you
should
translate
it or not.
Leave it to the host, which is you.
I think host should decide, not the interpreter, right?
But
interpreter, I think he's really experienced in the film industry. So that's why he kind of looked at me and then
waiting
for me to do something. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. And then the producer, Lu Baisong's wife, she actually came out and said something that I think was pretty nice.
So that's before you guys translated anything. She just came out?
I think the translator translated a little bit, but not the whole thing.
Right.
But not the whole thing. But you probably could still know.
Guess the context.
Could
you see his facial expression at that time?
I think he wasn't really happy, for sure. He wasn't really happy. Yeah. But he wasn't exploding, not like that. And then his wife came out and said something like, okay, I know that people are curious that whether we love Taiwan or why we always come to Taiwan. I'm going to tell everybody, it's not the exact wording, but we come to Taiwan so many times because of course we love this place.
Right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't come all the time. So please stop asking questions about that. There's no doubt we like this place.
Oh.
And that, I mean, it was like,
it's professional.
It's really professional.
Yeah.
But
That's
and
really
then
cool.
After the press conference, and then he told me that, and then he was like, Kylie, so I think that I like press conference, but this format, it's no way that you can connect to these people. And those people, they probably didn't have time to like look at the film. So I think the podcast, the way that we did at your studio, that was perfect because I could say whatever I want. We could joke. I can really talk about the films. And you guys do your homework. And I like that better. Something like that.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
We really did our homework.
I know. That's
though.
What he said. I was like, cool. Okay. And I immediately called Ken.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, he was actually pretty happy.
Because I was so scared that he was like not happy.
Really?
After the podcast. Because he's my idol, right?
I know.
So, that's what he needed to hear.
Yeah.
So I was really happy when he called me. I was like, oh. Thank God.
I know.
Because like,
he put away his
though.
Baby and then talked to me.
Yeah, because we try to look for his interviews, right? But he doesn't really do like long form interviews. A lot of them are like, you know, those like
20 minutes.
Yeah, the short
film,
interview.
Yeah, short interview film.
Yeah.
Talk about this movie. That's it. I only found one podcast that he was on and he talked for like 30-40 minutes.
I really like that podcast
because he was really personal and he shared a lot of his personal experiences.
Yeah,
so
I
got a lot
really
of information from that podcast and used that to ask him. Maybe
we thought that could open him up
but it didn't.
I don't think so. And then at the very last moment, because we asked him and Caleb to sign our table, and he actually drew a dolphin.
Yes.
On the table. I was like, shit. I think if I talk about the Big Blue, maybe I can open him up. Because I just watched the Big Blue. I really like it.
Yeah,
I didn't really like the fifth element or like action movie. It's not, just not my thing. Because the Big Blue was his first movie that made him well-known, especially in Europe. Like the first, like a really threshold.
Because that movie broke record. It was in theater for 60-something weeks.
Yeah, in Europe.
You
it wasn't like a big thing in the
anymore,
US.
Right? Uh-huh. How can you see a movie stay in a theater for 60-something
And it was
weeks?
About like free diving and how he swam with dolphin. And then it was like my stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's what you love.
So Ken sure was like, know. I know. And Ken
I didn't
was
know.
Like,
we didn't know, right?
We didn't know. Because I didn't want to talk about all these old things.
Old thing. Because he specifically said, I want to talk about this movie. So we're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but I was really sad that I didn't get to ask the controversy that he had, right? Because I feel like I need to ask this, but he wasn't really open to talk about that. So, well, next
we'll
time will be better. We'll do better next
Hopefully
time.
Hopefully next
it is
time
what it
he
is.
Come back to Taiwan, he will still want to come to our show.
We'll see.
Because he's
There's
still
always
got a movie
a star.
Coming, right? It's like,
he's,
a pro-
he's just a producer of that movie.
But it's his wife who is making the movie, right?
I think
so. Virginia. So Virginie.
It's okay.
So they will definitely come to Taiwan again. And hopefully when they're doing the press tour that time, we can, you know, get them back.
We'll see what's going to happen.
I bet so. Maybe they'll even request, I don't want to do the press conference, but I want to go to bilingual.
Yeah, because if he had
he's tired of all those stupid questions.
Yeah, because you say his wife is really cool, right? So
yeah,
if we can do a conversation with the wife and Luc Besson, maybe the wife can tame him a little bit, make him not... less, you know, angry.
I don't know, but I personally love Caleb the most.
Oh yeah, Caleb
is
sweet.
He is so
Caleb
fucking
is
sweet. He is so sweet.
But the movie, the marketing agency said that Caleb is a little bit shy in the beginning.
Yeah, we thought
so
that,
we assumed
that he's shy too, because we watched all his interview and he didn't feel he didn't look like he was comfortable talking all the time.
Oh, so he's not a very talkative person?
No, he
that's
was
what
actually
we thought, right?
He was actually so open-minded.
Yeah,
he was talk about everything. He even jumped out to like handle the situation
when
it was a little awkward.
And before
really
we started
sweet.
The podcast,
he was
like,
asking
so cute.
A lot of questions like,
how did you guys meet? How did you guys start the podcast?
He
like,
was
what did you guys do?
Interested in us, and he was so sweet. So I actually asked him, because he's a musician, and I was like, okay, so what's the difference? Do you like acting better or being a musician? He was like, you know what, I think I like both, because acting is like working with the whole world, like to make a movie work, right? And then but musician is all about myself. I need to only
he's a very sensitive person.
Yeah, talk to myself. So I love these two things. So I was like, these are like two extremes of the spectrum.
Yeah.
I was like,
but he's a really cool person.
I think
though.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah, I love him.
Okay.
Okay, just before we end, I just look it up and I think it's really funny because what you said about the press conference.
Oh
but
my God.
A lot of media, thing. Taiwanese media, they're all talking about how he is excited to have Taiwanese food, about Shalom Bao or something. And I think it's so fucking stupid.
But that all those news were like the day before the real press conference. Yeah,
gotcha.
And
all the headlines
about that press conference was about he was a little offended.
Okay.
But all right.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.